Good morning. It's a Thursday morning. That means Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, The Freeman's Journal, and AllOddsSeago.com. Let's get right to it, Jim. You've got four things you want to talk about, and I know they have to do with COVID-19.
Yes, sir. Four things, David, all about coronavirus. First, we had a good story this week about the Pernat family in the Fly Creek Valley. The farm is 100 years old this year, and for the first time, the Pernats were forced to dump milk to pour it on their fields. Mark Pernat told me, with the restaurant business and schools shut down, the demand for milk, butter, and cream has dropped precipitously. The big dairy cooperatives simply have nowhere to take it. In a column this week, our senator, Jim Seward, points out the farmers did nothing wrong. The challenge is simply the result of the state of emergency closing down farmers' customers' businesses. Seward drafted a letter to the USDA arguing that some of the $9.5 billion allocated to agriculture in the CARES Act should be used to give farmers direct aid. Second, a new community foundation of Otsego County went public this week. It had been quietly planning an organized rollout for the past year, focus groups and so on, to build a strategic plan for its efforts. But, faced with the current challenge, the board of directors announced creation of a coronavirus relief fund that will be used to help existing nonprofits as unexpected crises arrive. The directors have chipped in $50,000 and are seeking public contributions to bolster the effort. Of course, Otsego County has foundations, the Clark Foundation, which is Singer Sewing Machine money, and Oneonta's Doer Foundation, IBM money. But a community foundation allows you and me and anyone else to play a part in philanthropy that helps our neighbors. Third, our reporter, Elizabeth Cooper, was brought up to date by Bassett Healthcare CEO, Bill Streck, and all the signs are good. A couple of weeks ago, 10% of coronavirus tests in Bassett's 8-county region were coming back positive, 10%. That dropped to as low as 6% in parts of the region in the last few days. Many days, we have no new infections in Otsego County, and more people are coming out of quarantine. Bill, of course, credited social distancing and other measures and encouraged us to stick with it. Fourth and finally, the owner of our local Wendy's on Oneonta's south side put up a message on its illuminated sign. Enough is enough. End the shutdown. Open up New York. We popped the picture on AllOddsSeago.com yesterday, and traffic took off like a rocket. The commentary on our Facebook page was mostly negative, but there was enough support to set off a very lively debate.
We've been speaking with Jim Kevlin. He is the editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, The Freeman's Journal, and AllOddsSeago.com, where you can go to read these stories and much more. Jim, you stay safe, and we'll be back with you next Thursday.
Yes, sir.